Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast brought to you by Canes Tire in San Rafael. Canes Tire has always had the lowest prices in Marin for 54 years. Today's guest from AT&T Park in San Francisco, a conversation that we had on Tuesday with Giants left-handed relief pitcher Josh Osich. Josh, can you talk about the experience overall and, being a pennant race in September? How much have you learned overall, being able to deal with the pressure that exists when a team's trying to get to the postseason?
It's a lot easier when you have a team that's been there quite a few times and the guys have been there. So they just stick right next to your side and they tell you if you have a bad game, it's all right because the team's going to pick you up. And that happened yesterday for me. And our team's doing really well. We're still in this.
Whether it be in college or the minor leagues, I don't know if you've been on any teams that give up, really. I mean, usually a baseball team is not going to give up. But what does it say about this team that even when the cards are totally stacked against you right now, you guys are still playing hard, playing good baseball, and you're in it?
Yeah, that's just the character of these guys. This is our clubhouse right here. Nobody gives up. And it's pretty cool to see from before I got called up to see how they were playing and all the years that they past 5 years they've been doing it. And I don't know, it's tough to explain. Just the energy that we have, it's pretty crazy.
When you take them out, it's still you against that hitter, but what are a couple of things maybe that you've learned from the veterans that you've taken with you and really been able to focus on?
Affeldt's pretty much my go-to guy for that. I talk to him about all my problems and everything, and then I'm having, and he's always got an answer for me, which is good, and I'm really thankful for him and helped me out in that.
What problem? You mean mental, physical, delivery? What is it?
Both. Like when he starts to see something going different with me that I haven't been doing before, he'll let me know, and if I have a mental side that I need to ask him, I'll go up and talk to him, and he's right there for me.
We'll have more with Giants lefty Josh Osich right after this.
Hi, I'm Mark McElhone at Canes Tire in San Rafael. If you want the lowest prices in Marin and the best service, call us at 453-2942. Canes Tire, 1531 4th Street, where our prices beat Costco's prices every time.
I think people always talk about a closer having to have a short memory in baseball, but it's really for everybody. If you have a poor game, you don't want to think about it too long. And what about even when you have a great game? You can't really think about it too long because you got to get back out there. So how do you adjust to all that?
I don't know. That's just probably just playing a few years of baseball and getting used to it. You can't go out there and be great every single day. You just got to go out there and give your best effort and hope for the best, basically.
The future is really bright for this bullpen, not only yourself, but other guys that are coming up from the minor leagues. How do you look at it? Everybody's coming up throwing hard, but also knowing how to pitch.
Yeah, I'd put that down with all the minor league coaches and staff, and that's just what they're – probably half these guys are in here came from the minor leagues and the Giants organization, so showing you that they're doing something right there.
How much of an advantage do you think that is and the fact that you came from a really good college program at Oregon State? I mean, that was a winning program for a while there, and they really seem to know what they're doing.
Yeah, you probably can't ask for more. Just going from college program that was pretty good and then coming into the Giants organization, which is also really good. It's the best. And I don't know. It's just you learn a lot. Yeah, it's really helpful.
More with Josh Osich after this. Inside China Basin is sponsored by Angel Borelli, a nationally known expert on pitching mechanics from right here in the Bay Area. She works with some of the best pitchers in the Bay Area, troubleshooting and solving their performance issues. Listen to Angel Borelli's weekly podcast, The Fix, which discusses issues and solutions for pitchers from a sports science perspective. And get a weekly tip on pitching at Angel Borelli Pitching on Facebook. Check out our website, jimscience.com, where you can order her books and other publications. Contact Angel Borelli today. How about the fact that this team's able to plug in younger guys and they're doing well, like a Trevor Brown, who was the hero of the game against the Dodgers in the first game of the series, and just other players throughout the year. Tomlinson comes up. Just seems like everybody kind of fits in right away. They don't seem like the moment is too big for them.
Yeah, that's another part of this clubhouse. Everybody's accepting, and just when you go out there, that we're treated like we belong, and when we do something wrong, they'll let us know, and when we do something right, they'll they'll also let us know about that too. So I don't know, that's another clubhouse thing. So great clubhouse.
Does it help you to see that the other guys had succeeded? I mean, even before you came up, just to see young guys. I mean, last year Joe Panik was the guy who came up and just fit right in. The team wins the World Series.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. And that's another one of the scouts and everything right there in the organization, showing that they picking the right guys, right mentality, physical ability, and just fitting into this clubhouse.
Now that you've had a chance to face the Dodgers a little bit, what makes them so tough? Why are they the team that you guys have been, you know, chasing down here at the end of the season?
I don't know. There's that thing about the rivalry, and their starting pitching's pretty good, and their hitters are pretty clutch. So, yeah, that combination of those two, it's always going to be a tough battle.
Well, I think you probably saw, you know, Peterson in the minor leagues, Seager. These guys are advanced too. I mean, it's amazing what they're doing, especially Seager lately, just coming up. And again, sort of like your players that we talked about, they don't seem intimidated.
Yeah, they're doing great. They're pretty good players, and the organization's they're pretty good too. So it just comes down to who wants it more.
All right, well, hey, Josh, thanks a lot for the time, and good luck the rest of the way here.
All right, thank you.
That's Giants left-hander Josh Osich. Coming up on Friday, our final podcast of the 2015 regular season, we'll hear from Matt Duffy, the Giants third baseman, who had a terrific rookie year. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.